February 11, 1999, the day the music died. Dennis Murphy fell from the sky.
Ah, yes, moments from that.
And went splat. Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, John. No seeds for you today, Mike.
Well, there was one, but I don't like to be picky.
No, you don't like to be picky about your pre-show fruit.
Yes, my pre-show. It's always good to have a pre-show fruit.
Well, on that note, good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Whore Village and all the ships in town. They go together better than cheese
and motion pictures.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
The Whore Whisperer.
We can't start that again. Hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast and nationwide via Vespa, darling. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara right here. That's why we still, to this day, called it the Cotton Pick and Don and Mike Show. I am going to exercise some discipline. I'm not going to play the Sean Connery cheese game right now.
Gods and monsters.
Come on.
And Gouda.
Armageddon and Brie.
Hey, all right, you win Brie. Nobody mentioned Brie yesterday.
Brie. Listen, we're still doing the show from this space age futuristic radio station, WJFK. Robotic almost.
Oh, incredible technology.
W. John F. Kennedy, Washington, D.C. That's our home station. Ken Stevens, of course, the great absentee manager, Jackal, nowhere to be found. Gerbil in his fetal position underneath his desk on the third floor. Cufflinks in New York City. Prostate in Chicago. That's our chain of command.
Yeah.
We are still contractually bound. We've not been able to cut the umbilical cord in Westwood One. There's still our network. 62 affiliate stations, and we have 4.5 million listeners. And for that, we are eternally grateful.
We certainly are.
Now, in the proper notice today on your soccer moms out there, you're going to record the haircuts. Take Junior and Missy, move them way to the back of your Forest Green minivan, and watch out, because I whipped it out.
Hey, you drew a heart on it.
You said heart on. H-E-A-R-T on.
In honor of Valentine's Day.
Heart on. Another perfectly executed opening. This big time major market radio show. And here he is to my left and to your right. Radio's Cupid. You know him as Michael J. Burbank.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
Buzz Burbank.
Okay, today's going to be a big one. It's going to be a long one today. We got the usual 4 to 5 hour radio show.
Yes.
And we will follow that up tonight with our first Las Vegas-style show of 1999.
Just hours from now, we will be taking the stage in Baltimore.
Now, listen to this lineup tonight at Fredonia Station. Louis de Retard will be body surfing through the crowd in our homemade mosh pit.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
All new, the Homo Joe Gay Challenge.
Yeah.
All new, the Smell Your Wife or Smell Your Girlfriend Game. All new, the Monica Lewinsky Cigar Contest. One girl, one giant cigar.
It doesn't smell like a cigar.
Plus, our X-rated unairable tape.
Yes.
And the finale of the evening, as always, the world-famous underwear or lack thereof fashion show with major cash prizes.
Oh, you're going to have a great time. You better get there. Well, you should be there now, I would think.
That's tonight at Fredonia Station in Baltimore. I've just been informed before we went on the air that because of the thought police, we're going to have the meeting with the local authorities before the show tonight.
We're good at that.
Yeah, we're going to...
We can handle that. We know how, seriously, this show is highly entertaining and works wonderfully, no matter what standards the community has, because we tailor the show to the community standards.
Right, and what we're going to do is get there before the show, obviously, and we're going to have to meet with, and this is not a joke, like the local police, who will tell us how far we can go in the show.
Okay, very good.
And then we will attempt to make those standards acceptable
to
our listeners and our group of 1,000 people that will be at Fredonia Station tonight.
It's happened before, and we know how to do it, and it'll be highly entertaining.
That's how you know you've arrived, isn't it? When the police show up and they give you the rules before the show?
Before the show.
Exactly.
It's the same thing Lenny Bruce used to go through. You know, same exact thing, you know. And we, you know, we're cooperative with those people, and it's still a fine, fine show.
Sure. So who knows what will happen tonight.
Right.
I guess you have to come out and see for yourself at Fredonia Station. Now, the first 1,000 people through the door get the bulbous plastic down on my key tags, get a little souvenir for you.
I just am very proud of the fact there are not many nightclub shows that need police approval to go on stage.
You're still funny calling this a nightclub show. Please. Tonight, Las Vegas-style show. We hit the stage at 9 o'clock, Fredonia Station. We'd love to see you. We'll let you know everything that the local authorities have to say as far as what goes
and what doesn't go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's right. It's not a nightclub show. We actually stay on a lot longer.
I think mainly the thing that when we have to have these meetings, most of the conversations hinge on nudity.
Yeah, and how much nudity. And you know, we find that out, and then we go
sexual
ahead.
Sexual situations.
Does not prevent everybody from going up on that stage and having a wonderful time.
We've found that no matter what guidelines they give us, or whatever the local township agrees is decent,
right,
there's always a way around those rules.
Sure, we'll have a great time.
So come out and see us fight the law tonight at Pedonia Station.
That'll be great.
We'll be there at 9 p.m.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, Bobby.
I wanted to call and let you know that we are so excited for tonight. We're leaving in about 5 minutes.
Buddy.
Buzz, I'm going to stop here because we're going to get the rhythm right. I swear to God. This is in the way. It's just like this. Just like you're going in a circle. Okay.
Don, Mike, Buzz.
All right. Ready?
Buddy. Hold on, the guy on the phone screwed up. Hold on. Let us
just get you guys. If I could get Buzz to do his song.
No.
Okay.
Frankly, I want to tell you something.
Yeah,
I think that bit has about run its course.
You think?
I think.
Everybody loves it.
Well, I love waiting from 12 noon, starting to call, and waiting for your opportunity because you know you'll get through and be allowed on the air.
I think I have my finger on the pulse, and I think I know when something's fried. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you something. When we heard Buzz attempt to do the rap version of his song yesterday, something told me that that's just a little crispy.
It did. He had a hard time with that yesterday, I understand, but I wanted some Marilyn Manson style, some kind of heavy metal.
See, everybody's got their own idea. Perhaps tonight is a Las Vegas-style show. We don't have the pressure of an audience that's rating us. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, because we're always in a rating suite.
Sure.
Maybe tonight when that pressure is off, then we'll let Buzz cut loose.
I like to picture Buzz, you know, on stage, single spotlight, the lights go down, and then a cappella without musical accompaniment. You sing it opera style. Whatever.
I can do that. Can I throw a shout out before I get off the phone?
No. In a variety of different crazy action poses tonight, Guy Burns.
All right.
Now, let's see if we get that timing down.
Here we go.
Buddy. Hold on, let me just try it with Mike one time.
Okay.
Buddy. You literally have to, you know, it's like the Blue Angels.
Right.
When they're flying, you got to look at your wingman.
Yeah, I got to look Mike right in the eye. You got to look me in the eye. It's tough to put the head on a swivel to look over at you, Buzz. Now, let's slow it down a little bit to allow a third member in.
Very good.
Body.
That is the incredible timing that is this show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Good Housekeeping is on the phone. They've given us a seal of approval.
All right.
This is the dumbest show in the history of radio.
I'm gasping for oxygen over here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hello there.
I just want to know what airport Dennis Murphy's going to be landing and jumping out of.
Honey, he's already arrived as far as I know.
What's the name of the airport?
You mean the airport where the skydiving group is leaving from?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that I don't know.
I think that might be a secret military location.
You know, if there's anybody listening to us in Sacramento that actually went out to the airport last night or went to the DoubleTree Hotel to greet Dennis Murphy, perhaps you could give us a call and let us know what's going on, because I understand maybe you could tell me better, being out in Sacramento, that the weather out there is fantastic today, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Yeah, the weather, the conditions are absolutely perfect, and we're looking at a 515 East Coast, 215 West Coast, push out of the airplane time today for Dennis Murphy when he goes skydiving live on our show.
This is very, very exciting.
All at once, and please remember, he could die today live on our radio show.
So I think fans of Dennis and non-fans of Dennis alike, I mean, you owe it to yourself to listen to the show today.
Yeah, everybody will have a rooting interest.
I mean,
if you like Dennis, you'll be rooting for him to make it, and if you're one of those people that always calls and complains about him, you'll be rooting for his chute not to open.
As you said yesterday, this is our version of the Robbie Knievel jump right here.
So it's about 2 hours from now. I really don't know where Dennis is going to be doing this jump from, to be honest.
You don't even know where Dennis is right now, right?
No. Of course not. I have no idea. Last I heard from him was same as you yesterday when he's stuck at the San Francisco airport.
When he was crying in the airport because his plane was late.
We told him to go get a rental car.
So he wasn't flying American, was he?
No. No, absolutely not. All right, thank you for your call.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. You know what? I got some questions for our producer, Charlie Broyle, about this and other topics. Where is our very droll?
No, not droll.
No? Monosyllabic. Chimp-like.
Okay, thank you. Where is our very chimp-like producer, Charles Broyle? He's upstairs.
He's upstairs. He's very quick.
Is it too much to ask that when the show starts at 3 o'clock, that the producer be downstairs with us?
I think he should be. And where you need him, he should be at your right hand where you need him.
There he comes.
He's flying down the hallway.
Because I'll tell you something. The boy is not sociable to begin with, okay?
Now that's why he likes being up there in that office.
He's not a very sociable guy to begin with, but he's been going through some tough personal times recently, which has not made him any easier to get along with.
You know, there's no room for margin of error there. I mean, when he's the way he is normally, he can't go down any further. So, I mean, that's it.
Hello, Charles.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Okay, questions. Here you go. Producer questions for you.
Okay.
Dennis is set 2 hours from now.
Yes.
Okay, do we know where he's going to be jumping from? Can people go watch him?
No, they can't.
They can't. Okay, that's a secret. Next question. Did Dennis arrive in Sacramento safely?
Yes, he did.
Uh-huh. Did anybody meet him at the airport, or did he drive from the airport in San Francisco to Sacramento?
I haven't spoken to Dennis, so I don't know.
But you know he's there. He's in Sacramento.
Yes.
Has he been in contact with KHDK?
Yes, he has.
Listen to this.
You know, this is like one-word answers. You're not being deposed right now. This is not Congress talking to Sidney Blumenthal.
Okay.
Would you care to elaborate at all on any of these topics?
I thought I did.
All right, let me change topics, though.
Okay.
Tomorrow's nude wedding.
Yes.
Which is going to be a hoot with Jennifer and Billy. There's a couple getting married naked on the show with TV's Lou Ferrigno as the guest best man. Question. Broyhill, try to answer this in at least four words.
Altogether?
Like that tune.
Altogether?
Okay, at least four words.
Okay.
Okay. How many nude bridesmaids do we have confirmed for tomorrow's nude wedding?
So far confirmed for tomorrow's nude wedding, are two confirmed.
Two confirmed bridesmaids.
Okay.
So we need many more, right?
If you wanted many more, yes.
Many more.
Many more.
The more the merrier, frankly.
Yeah, I thought we had like five or six on the line.
They were on the line, but once you put them on hold and I went to them, they were gone.
Oh, yes. Beautiful. The fear factor.
Okay, well then our lines are open right now. If you'd like to be a nude bridesmaid for tomorrow's big Valentine's Day nude wedding,
Vanessa,
please give us a call. What was that?
I was answering Mike.
What did you say?
Out of town.
Oh, really?
Out of town.
Ah. All right, Charlie. Well, this has been a very good exercise.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
People skills.
Yeah.
With our producer, Charles Broyhill, who's been under a little bit of personal pressure recently, but
fuck up you.
Hasn't let it affect.
Chin up.
Hasn't let it affect his people skills around here.
Good.
Already suck.
We've all been there.
Oh, yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
All right. For Robin Buzz.
Oh, Rob's there right now. Rob's in an awful marriage.
Rob's in there right now.
Rob is trapped in.
And I'll be there.
3 days.
Rob is trapped in an awful loveless marriage right now.
Buzz, you got the best marriage, though. I mean, don't you? I mean,
I feel good about it. I think so, yeah.
Long term, too. I mean, it's been a long time.
Hey, I've been in there a long time. I might not have the best marriage, but Fred and I are survivors.
That's right. That's
at least
right.
Give us that. We're survivors.
You have survived. You
17 have survived. Years.
I'll be upstairs if you need me.
No, stay downstairs. What are you doing upstairs? I feel more secure when you're downstairs.
Okay.
Okay.
He was going to mount some kind of argument, decided against it, and moved on his way.
Good move.
Okay.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Jesus, he's a tough guy to talk to. I mean, he's a great producer. Don't get me wrong. He's the best producer we've ever had. He does a yeoman's job.
I sit on the outside looking in. Let me tell you something right now. He is so perfect for you, you don't even realize it. You have no idea. Don't ever let that boy go. That boy is so perfect for your personality. Nobody could be any better suited. There would never be another producer who would fit your personality more than he does.
Really?
You guys, and you know when I see it? The only time I see it is when we travel. You guys are so perfect together. Because you communicate and get everything done and everything accomplished on the show by a series of clicks and grunts, and I think it's wonderful to watch.
Hello there. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
I've tried to come to your shows, your Las Vegas shows, a couple of times, and something's always come up. Tonight, I've got it cleared. Now, I just want to know for sure, if Dennis kills himself today, you're not going to call the show off, right?
No, if Dennis kills himself today, as a matter of fact, a free bonus prize for everybody that comes through the door tonight at Bedonia Station.
Fantastic.
Okay?
Thanks again.
As a matter of fact, let me say this. If Dennis dies tonight, a free mixed drink
for everybody at Pedonia Station.
Come on, Dennis. Come on, Dennis.
A Bloody Mary.
On Dennis's estate.
Right. From all the money he made from his Christmas CD.
He won it that way.
That's right. A drink on the estate of Dennis Murphy.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
Yeah, question for Mike. Did you happen to catch Teletubbies this morning?
Yeah, I did. And watched it and was specifically looking at Tinky Winky. And I did notice, you know, first of all, as I said this yesterday, Jerry Falwell just ought to shut up. But when you do look at, you know, with that said, I looked long and hard at Tinky Winky.
Hard.
And Tinky Winky is the most effeminate of the Teletubbies, but they are sexless creatures.
They don't have genitals.
They have no genitals, and there is no way, and they're targeted at the youth audience.
Right.
But, you know, there's so little that, nobody be able to tell. However, with that said, that you could make a really good case for the fact that they are trying to make Tinky Winky gay. You really could.
I saw Falwell Buddy on one of those morning shows, and I don't remember which one.
Right.
And he was just like, you know, in a cartoon, when a cartoon character just runs in place, and you see his legs just going, and they got that sound effect, it's like...
Right.
That's all they were doing.
Just standing and running in place and saying nothing.
They were busting his balls about it. He said, now, technically... Technically, all we did was put out a warning for moms and dads about this.
Because we're reactionary that way.
And I know who it was. It was that guy, Charles Gibson, who said, well, what about Barney?
Right.
And Jerry Falwell goes, who's Barney?
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
And he said, well, Barney is a big purple dinosaur. And going on the thought that you had...
About purple being the color.
Purple is the gay color. And then Falwell started again with a... Just right. Running in place like Wile E. Coyote.
When they introduced the Teletubbies, you had Poe and La La and Tinky Winky and Dipsy.
Right.
They all came out, and they're all introduced, and Tinky Winky is introduced last. And they all come out, and they'll do something where they come out, and they go, La La. La La is introduced, and La La goes, yay, like this. And then they'll introduce Poe, and Poe comes out and goes, yay, like
you
this.
You watch this show because of your kids, not because you enjoy it, right?
I watch this show, well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay.
So La La comes out, and then when Tinky Winky comes out. Tinky Winky does a little... I mean, I'm serious. I was watching it. Now, outside of that, nothing else. There was no purse today. They weren't wearing the tutu like they were the other day. And there was nothing in there. But it was. There's a little move. There's a little choreography that I would not have even noticed if I wasn't looking at Tinky Winky.
For the great Jerry Falwell bringing it to your attention.
Absolutely. The great Jerry Falwell.
And I'd like to point out for everybody listening right now, Mike is today wearing a purple shirt. That
right.
is not a lie.
Accident? I don't think so.
I think not. You know who's really a homo? It's Bugs Bunny. If you stop to think about it.
Oh, drag queen.
Bugs Bunny would always dress like a girl.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you ever see a Bugs Bunny where he would, like, hop into bed and Elmer Fudd would get into bed with him?
Right. And a lot more than that big fat bunny that, wore the lipstick. Always kissing Elmer, whether Bugs was wearing a dress or not.
That's right.
But you got to give Bugs his props here. When that fat, chubby female rabbit with the lipstick would show up, he'd get mighty horny. He really would.
He might have been bi.
Maybe Bugs goes both ways.
That wouldn't surprise me. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
And listen, don't even get me going on Batman and Robin, okay? There's two men living together, showering together, dressing each other before they go out to fight criminals.
Let's not forget Alfred.
Yeah, that's right. Three men living in Big Wayne Mansion together.
That huge Wayne Manor.
At least Superman boned Lois Lane every once in a while.
Yeah, Superman, the most heterosexual of all superheroes.
Amen. And when Superman got a boner, I mean, I got to think that just... How did Lois Lane... How did he not just cut her into pieces when they had intercourse?
Well, I've seen pictures of it on all those inter-office cartoons.
Right?
Superman getting there, you know, going through the brick wall.
Do you think she would have to rub, like, some kind of gel form of kryptonite on his boner so that it wouldn't slice her to pieces? Yes, Gary is a kryptonite boner expert, Rob Spiegel.
You see what it eventually did to Margot Kidder? Drove her nuts. She's in a wood pile.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
Great, thanks.
Good. We went out to the Memorial Auditorium to see Dennis Murphy yesterday, but he never showed, so.
Oh, for the Cal State basketball game?
Yeah, we made little signs for him and everything. Moo Moo and Cuckoo and all that stuff. And he never showed.
How do you know he wasn't there?
Because I screamed out his name, and he never answered. And you know Dennis. I mean, if you heard his name anywhere, he's on it. So.
Yeah, but Dennis, Dennis gets to a game, and he gets distracted. You really have to go to his portal.
Yes, but there weren't that many people there. And I have a very loud voice, so I'd wait for a lull, and I'd say, Moo Moo or Cuckoo, and Dennis Murphy and Don and Mike, and nobody came up to us or anything.
All right. Well, thanks for screaming his name out.
No problem.
All right, see you later.
See ya.
Bye-bye. All right, so Charlie confirmed that he's in Sacramento, but he has not spoken with Dennis. So Dennis technically still MIA.
Could be on the run.
on. Dennis Murphy, fugitive. Hello, Dynamite.
Fugitive name is Dennis P. Murphy. I want a hard target search of every college basketball stadium.
He's a one-handed man.
There you go.
He is.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
We were at the game last night, and when Avery Jones went to do the news afterwards, we screamed out, Dynamite Avery Jones. So it made the news last night on Channel 40.
Well, thank you. That is the kind of spontaneous combustion that someday will get Mike and I that three-picture deal.
Mm, that's great. And it's the magic that is Murphy being in Sacramento.
Thank you. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hello.
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 You're on the air.
Yeah, a question about the Dennis Murphy thing.
Yes.
What altitude is he jumping from?
10,000 feet, I believe.
10,000 feet.
Right.
You taking bets on the survival?
I would entertain a bet. Do you want to bet that he lives or dies?
I'll go for dies.
Well, no, I want to bet that he dies, too. No, I'm going to go with lives.
I think he'll live.
Okay.
All right, we'll get some side bets going on this. Get the office pool. If he's going to live or die.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, so we should get a, you know what we should get? Remember that thing where you had to buy a box for the Super Bowl? We had one of those office things?
Right. Yep.
We should get one of those on the moment of the minute and the second that he either lives or dies. You have to pay $5 to buy one of those boxes.
The Murphy pool.
Buy a coffin.
Little coffins in the square.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, could I please request that Buzz sing the low song country western style?
Now, let me ask you a question. How long have you been listening to the show today, my friend?
Oh, me? Actually, I just got to work and turned it on.
Okay. The Buzz bit with Buzz singing, it's officially been burned out. Congratulations to our audience for once again taking a very small feature of the show.
And ruining it.
And ruining it. Yeah.
That's our forte, partner.
I know. I know, buddy. I'll bring it
buddy.
Back.
Buddy.
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 Buddy. Buddy.
Buddy.
Buddy.
Buddy.
Buddy.
Buddy.
Buddy.
Buddy.
Hey,
buddy.
When you get to your office, do you turn the radio on first or do you start dialing? First. Buddy! Buddy! Buddy!
Buddy!
Buddy!
Buddy!
Buddy!
Buddy.
That answers my question. He starts dialing the phone.
Buzz?
He's turning the radio on and dialing the phone simultaneously.
Buzz will be, time. I have two hands.
Buzz will be doing a variety of his Lowe's jingles tonight at a Las Vegas-style show.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye.
Buzz Burbank, unplugged.
Hello. Not in my show.
Look out.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, you know, you're talking about Superman boning Lois Lane, and I'm thinking if he's going to have this superhuman ejaculation, he's going to leave like a Kevlar condom or something, but then I started thinking there's no sensation.
What do you mean there's no sensation? In his penis?
No, I mean if you had sex through a Kevlar condom, wouldn't you think you'd have a little problem with sensation?
Yeah, well, the whole way. Either way, if he has sex with Lois Lane, he splits her open. I mean, if he has unprotected sex with her, he splits her open.
And obviously that didn't happen because Lois is still, you know, around to talk about everything.
He's the man of steel. It's never been documented that he's had sex with Lois Lane.
Or has he? Or if he's had sex, has he had sex when he was Superman and not Clark Kent? I would think, you know, he would have sex when he was Superman because that's when Lois has the real steam and undies for her.
But even when he's Clark Kent, his genitalia would still be Krypton.
He's going to need more than
Krypton.
Yeah, but doesn't he go into the telephone booth and turn into Superman so his genitalia would actually be normal?
Even when he wears the Clark Kent glasses,
right,
underneath he's still Superman.
Right. So he can, yeah, that's right, he can actually see through, use the X-ray vision and all that, so
he would still have the super penis.
At all times.
Right.
He just changes clothes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Guys, did you hear the latest homophobic thing that Jerry Falwell said today?
What?
He said that Charlie Stossel told a big lie. That he wants to get stuck by the dildo.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Stuck with.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hey, you guys are talking about Tinky Winky. I wonder if Mike seen the episode the other day where Lala's got one of those paper things he blown at Unrolls with a feather on the end. He was tickling Tinky Winky's hand in with it.
Was he really?
Winky wasn't moving away.
I gotta watch this a lot closer. I'm gonna start watching I love the Teletubbies, incidentally. I like watching them.
I'm glad you finally have come out of the closet on that one, so to speak.
I love purple it. Shirt. You know, Tinky Winky, la la, Dipsy, pow.
You know, Poe's been accused of saying faggot, faggot, faggot.
That's right.
That's right.
That's not Bobby Poe, is it? Hey, how are you? That's not Edgar Allan Poe, is it? Let me introduce you to my friends, la la, Dipsy, and whatever. Hello. Not in my show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was wondering if you saw this catch on CBS last night. Kevin James hosted the funniest flubs and bloopers.
Did anybody see that show last night?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that, and was nice.
He's
the company man. Kevin James is the company man all the way. He really is.
He was their Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade guy. Now he's their funniest flubs guy.
He's just so nice. You know, we've interviewed him, and we've had him on the phone a bunch of times. What you see is what you get with females. He is really he's really a nice guy. He's exactly like he was on that show, but it's just a little... It's a little forced. Those shows are always a little forced.
He's the flavor of the month at CBS, and I think probably as the show gets more popular and gains in popularity, he will probably back off on doing all of the dog and pony shows that they want him to do.
At the end of the show, they did a thing where Kevin James says, the guy comes over to the PA, Kevin?
Yeah.
We saved some of your screw-ups during this show when you were introducing the screw-ups. Oh, you didn't do that. And then immediately my craft detector goes up. Four screw-ups because they didn't have enough real ones. And he was doing all those Gleason kind of moves where it's like, you'll find that most look, and it looks...
Well, like a producer went to him and said, okay, Kevin, listen.
Yeah.
We need you to make like five or six funny flub-ups for us. Crazy kooky. You're the king of queens.
I wish I wasn't so cynical.
No, I bet you were absolutely right about that.
They looked forced.
Hello, Don of my show.
Yeah, I wanted to add a category for the side bet from Dennis Murphy.
Yes.
If he pisses or craps his pants.
Okay, I will ignore the fact that your radio is up too loud because that's an excellent category.
Yes, it is.
That's an excellent category.
I would work close to the volume.
I would really lay money that he goes number one in his pants.
Yeah? I'd say both. I'd say bladder and bowels will be released.
I love Don of Mike's show.
Don of Mike.
Yes.
Hey, about the Teletubbies.
Yeah.
The Pupu and Lala, those are both girls.
How do you know?
Well, my wife watches it every morning and all day, a couple times a day.
They're sexless creatures.
They have no genitals.
Voices.
They're not woman's voices. They're like generic cartoony voices.
No, they're women's voices.
Why do you argue this, Mike? Let me tell you, doesn't Tinky Winky have the deepest voice?
Him and Dipsy.
He's right about that.
I'd just like to point out that it seems to me there's an awful bunch of adult male and adult female humans that are watching this show on a regular basis. You all cannot hide behind your children much longer.
I got a buddy of mine that his wife gets mad at him, she's going to have a baby, but they don't have kids yet, and he watches all of them. He watches it every day. He likes it.
Okay.
That's not right.
All right, Mr. Purple Shirt.
He's a good friend of mine.
Hello. Not in my show, surprise. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
That Leah Remini?
Yeah, what about her?
She's a skank.
Oh, absolutely. Hey. Right. She's totally hot, man.
No way.
Oh, she's totally hot.
She was on that flub show. Oh, she's horrible.
I didn't see her on the flub show. What do you mean? I mean, was she a guest? Did she come out and see Kevin? I'd like to see her flubs.
Like flubs from their show.
I'd like to see both of her flubs.
Before, but I heard y'all talk about her. She's a skank.
Oh, she is hot. She's totally hot, man.
Doris Roberts was on that show also. Came out as a guest of Kevin's, and they hugged.
I can't imagine what her flubs look like. Her flubs are really flubby. Hello.
Hello, Don Wright.
Yes, we are.
Hey, Superman can still walk and talk normally, so wouldn't theoretically he be able to have sex normally?
I think you're talking about voluntary and involuntary muscle control.
Let me ask you absolutely, Mike, when you have sex, are you able to control your genitals?
No.
That's when you, like, lose control, man.
That's the whole reason you have to worry about Superman.
And what I'm saying to Superman is when he is having sex with Lois Lane, when he is about to explode, he could not control himself. He would literally split her wide open.
Killer geese.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It would be like, oh, Lois. Lois. Oh, Lois. There'd be a little Superman geese all over. And then he'd look all around the room and he'd say like Elvis, look at all the babies we killed.
If Superman did it,
look at all the babies we killed.
Okay, one more call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hey, fine, thanks.
Good. Listen, I've got a chance to do exactly what you want. I know where Dennis is jumping, and I grew up right out by the airport, the drop zone, where he's going to be coming from.
How do you know where Dennis is jumping from?
I have a good idea, because there's not too many drop zones within a certain radius of Sacramento.
Yeah, but I mean, you're still kind of, I mean, so you don't have any credible information on that?
Well, but I can tell you that's where the Olympic team works, and it's a major parachuting place.
All right, no thanks, Mr. Private Eye. No thanks, Jim Rockford.
Barnaby Jones.
The guy's out on his bicycle riding around all over the place trying to find Dennis.
Well, you need to find things to make you feel special when you're part of that 4%.
Hello, Dynamite. No, this will be the last call, really. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Great, thanks.
First-time caller. On the Superman thing, do you think if he was getting a snarl, do you think he might blow the back of her head off?
Hey, buddy, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, me either.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
I'd like to talk to Dynamite.
Yes, you're on the air.
Eat me.
Eat me?
Okay.
Eat me.
I'll play the name game with you.
No.
You can hear my number.
No, you're not allowed.
No.
This is another part of it. That's the angry 4%.
Eat me. Eat me raw with a flavor of straw. Touché.
Oh, touché.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Hello, Sam.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Hall of Famer Sam Huff checking in today.
Sam wanted to weigh in on Dennis Murphy's job. You wanted to wish him luck, Sam?
Dennis Murphy, I wish you luck. Hope you don't lose that other arm.
Let me ask you about all of our topics today, Sam. Do you think that the Teletubby, the purple one, is gay?
I think that all Teletubbies are gay.
And let me ask you, Sam Huff, do you think if Superman had sex with Lois Lane that he would split her wide open?
I don't know. That's a good question, but I think if I had sex with Sonny Jurgensen, I would split him wide.
Oh, my God.
Sam. My goodness.
All right, the very opinionated Sam Huff calling this show.
Always get a controversial opinion.
All right, goodbye, Sam.
Thank you, Donovan.
All right, goodbye. Let's clear these lines down right now, okay?
Oh, there, man.
1-800-636-1067. That's the number we've been answering here for the last... what seems like 4 or 5 hours.
That one's growing on me, isn't it?
We'll take caller number 100 right now. Good luck. Give you a Valentine's Day prize pack selected especially for ye today. If you call caller 100 at 1-800-636-1067.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Warren, I think I found your baseball.
You seen my baseball?
Well, if it's a big white one with little red stitching?
Yeah.
And I think I saw it right behind your ear. There's a baseball here. I swear I brought him a baseball and I was just trying to give him a present.
Are you yelling at me?
No.
Are you yelling at me in my own house?
No.
Well, let me have to open a can of whoop-ass on you, yeah?
You're looking very beautiful.
Thank you.
When I was 16 years old, I fell in love. Her name was Mary. She moved to our little Rhode Island town from Minnesota 2 years earlier.
America's favorite coconut-headed MFers, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yeah, finally made it to video. And DVD. We got our copy of Mary.
Don't make me have to open up a can of whoop-ass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Kevin.
Pardon me?
My name is Kevin.
My name is Warren. Have you seen my baseball? Hello. Hello, Kevin.
I'm 100.
Oh, what a feeble attempt at being positive this is. Hey, Kevin? Kevin?
Yes?
And I guess we'll have to ask twice every time. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
I'm in Tampa. That's what's wrong.
He's trying to be assertive, Mike.
Very good.
Kevin?
Yes?
Buddy, in fact, you are caller number 100.
Oh, wow, that's great.
And you've won the Oscar de la Hoya and Ike Corte T-shirt and hat. It's a matching set.
That's good.
Don't miss de la Hoya and Corte, WBC World Welterweight Championship Saturday pay-per-view. To order, call your local cable company. That's our Valentine's Day gift, selected especially for you.
Why, thank you.
Thank you for listening on 1010 Talks in Tampa Bay. You know, I was thinking about not letting this guy win because he sounds like kind of an idiot. But we have... so few listeners in Tampa Bay, I can't afford to piss off the ones that we do have.
Yes, we have to nurture our listeners like young Kevin. Just don't touch his ears.
So please, come suckle the comedy teeth of Don and Mike.
Absolutely.
Enjoy some of our mother's milk. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on a second, please. That's Kevin, and I think he was driving a motor vehicle. Oh, dear.
Joining us now live from Sacramento, California. He's alive. Perhaps you can hear him breathing into the telephone as I speak.
Yes, I heard that popping sound.
Here is Radio's Dennis Murphy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hang-Dong Dennis.
You're alive.
Hang-Dong Dennis.
Hey, there he is. Dennis, you make it into Sacramento all right?
I live in Sacramento. I was an hour late, and I had three people meet me. And then a limo picked me up.
Yeah, so did you end up flying into the Sacramento airport?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Dennis, you sound depressed.
I'm nervous.
Hang-Dog Mike. This is one of the many moods of Dennis.
Yes.
Either greedy Dennis, happy Dennis.
This is nervous Dennis now.
Nervous Dennis. Very
sad
nervous
Dennis. Hang-Dog Dennis. Feel sad for me, Dennis.
Yes. Feel sad.
Don't feel sad for me.
Buy my CD, Dennis. Go to my website, Dennis.
Sleep with me, Dennis.
.com, by the way.
The many faces of Dennis Murphy. The many names of Dennis Murphy. The many handles of Dennis Murphy.
I think we've all discussed how complex Dennis is. And this is just one of the many sides of the complex Dennis Murphy.
Dennis, I'm complex.
Dennis, you'll be glad to know.
Once again, here's Dennis Murphy.
You'll be glad to know that people are actively betting right now on if you're going to live or die on today's show.
I heard portions of the show today.
As a matter of fact, the things have been funny. Christine told me during the break that some guy that works at a casino in Las Vegas,
right,
said that if enough people come, I don't know which casino it is, so I don't want to say the name, but if enough people come in, they're going to put it up on the board. And you can actually bet in Las Vegas on whether Dennis will live or die, because, you know, you can bet on about anything in Las Vegas. Like on the Super Bowl, you could bet on first team to score,
sure,
first guy to catch a pass, first guy to run for 10 yards.
The odds on Dennis Murphy making it through his skydive.
What are the odds of me not making it right now?
50-50 right now.
Yeah, it's an even shot right now that you're going to either live or die today, Dennis.
So if a person puts $500,000, he could come away with $1 million.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Good. Right.
Okay.
based on what the odds are from the Las Vegas house, here it's just even money, all the bets that we've made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've bet everybody here today that you're going to die. So I've just bet even up with everybody. I bet $5 with Mike, $5 with Buzz, $5 with Rob.
And if they do put it on the board in Vegas, maybe you could take some of the vast holdings from your estate and, put it up towards your survival.
I should, shouldn't I?
Yeah. And Dennis, if the chute doesn't open today and you do die, tonight it'll be a free mixed drink for everybody on our Las Vegas-style show. And a midnight toast to the memory of the entertainer known as Dennis Murphy.
And we just wanted to get your permission to do that on your estate. We can give
it
away.
What the hell?
Okay, very good. There you go.
Hey, I'm going to be dead, so I don't care.
And have you met your instructor yet?
Yes, I met the instructor. His name is Dan.
All right, now let me ask you some questions, Dennis. When I went jumping, when I went sky jumping, I had to go to like a 6-hour class.
This class, I was jumping around an hour.
Around an hour. Ooh.
Oh, dear.
And it was 6-hour class that I was in just to be able to jump with the guy attached to me. Then I had to go to a separate 3-hour class after that to be able to jump alone. You said it's just 1 hour they gave you today?
Yeah, just 1 hour.
Oh, my. I think those odds just went up.
Oh, my goodness.
Those odds are getting better all the time.
All the equipment looked good, Dennis? All the equipment looked new?
It does look new, yes. I hope.
And when you're strapped to the guy, when you're chained to the instructor, will you be facing him front style, or will it be like you're having...
on top of me.
Like you're having gay sex with him. Like he's having gay sex with you.
I'm going to be the picture and he'll be... No, I'm going to be the receiver and he'll be the picture.
You're going to be the catcher and he's going to be the picture.
Oh,
but way to try to noodle that through, Dennis.
Okay, whatever.
All right, Dennis, so... Do you have any idea how high up you're going to be going? It'll be either, like, between 6,000 and 10,000 feet, I bet.
Got this. 14,000 feet.
Oh, you're going to have a great jump from 14,000 feet, Dennis.
Wow.
If you don't die, this is going to be a lot of fun.
And I'll be able to see San Francisco.
Oh, that's got to be fun. And I hear it's a beautiful day in Sacramento.
It is. It's an excellent day. The weather couldn't be better.
He's a nervous wreck. I am nervous.
It's a great day for a funeral.
Oh, Well, the funeral will be when I get back. When my corpse gets back.
That's right. When your corpse gets back. Now, listen, I've got some questions I want to ask you.
Okay.
After you die, would you like to be cremated? Would you like to have your ashes thrown somewhere of importance? Or do you want to just be put in a box and put in the ground?
Well, I want all my body parts to be in the ground.
We'll all have a place to rally and to go and visit.
Do you want to donate?
You all can have a party on top of my grave.
What about donating your eyes to science?
Well, my eyes are crap, so I don't think they will help.
And what would you like said at your eulogy? Of course, we know that you want Don and I to deliver the eulogy.
Well, I guess.
And Dennis, we will charge you we will charge your family one half of the normal rate that we get for a live appearance.
Come on,
Mikey, he's dead. Come on.
You talk about that stuff with me before the show.
You should do it for free, Don.
No, Dennis, I'm sorry. Because you're a trusted friend and an ally, we will cut our fee in half.
I'm sorry.
All right, my half. Mike,
$50,000.
Mike will still get full price for his showing up at your funeral.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Whether I speak or not.
Well, I don't care, Mike. I want you to say, Dennis had a great time while he was alive.
All right, now here's another thing. I just need a verbal okay on this, Dennis, since once you're dead, all of these loose ends are not going to be able to be tied up. We, of course, have your permission if this gets on videotape. Your death. We have your permission to sell this to Fox to be on when stunts go bad, right?
Yeah, but hopefully you'll get the proceeds to my estate.
Well, I can't promise about that, Dennis.
Oh, come on, guy.
I can't promise.
I'm picking up.
I promise we'll give your website, the website that's devoted to your life, we'll give that a good hit.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, thank you.
All right, now, when I make out your tombstone, what year were you born, Dennis?
1959.
So say 59. Mm-hmm. To 99. Now, do you want Dennis P. Murphy or do you want your middle name on there?
No, Dennis P. is fine.
All right, now, if it says Dennis P. Murphy, do you want trusted friend, beloved entertainer,
sex god?
No, beloved friend.
Beloved friend.
Yeah.
You are so modest. I think that's wonderful. Beloved friend.
Beloved friend.
Trusted beloved friend.
Even though I can't get in the inner circle, I hope I'm the beloved friend to you all.
Are you wearing a jumpsuit right now?
Actually, the jumpsuit will be coming on after I get off the phone with you.
Ah, beautiful. And then just about an hour and 15 minutes until your impending doom.
Yeah, pimpin' girl. Oh, God.
Is your instructor around there anywhere?
Yeah, you want to cop him?
Yeah, put him on, please.
Okay, hold on.
That would be Dave.
This lucky guy will be strapped to Dennis. La, la, la.
Super Dave.
Hey, Dave?
At least he won't be strapped to Dennis facing him, so he wouldn't get that death breath blowing in his face.
Yeah, because then he might lose consciousness.
14,000 feet, man.
Oh, my God. You know, might react differently. The chemicals in the breath might react differently at 14,000 feet, causing immediate loss of consciousness.
Hi, Dan here.
Be more toxic. Hello, Dan, this is Don and Mike. How are you, sir?
Hello, Don and Mike. I'm doing great.
Listen,
what are the odds now?
50-50 when last checked.
On whose side, Dennis's or mine?
Well, we're guessing that. All right, here's how I think this would unfold. I'll tell you right now where I'm coming from on this. I don't think that there's going to be an equipment malfunction, since I know from when I jumped that there's always a backup chute.
Right.
Okay? I think what's going to happen is sometime, since you guys are jumping from 14,000 feet, that means longer in the air. My money is on sometime between 12,000 and 8,000 feet. You are just hideously petrified by the sounds Dennis is making. You will actually
cut him loose.
You will undo the chain or the ripcord, whatever it is.
Enough already. I'll deal with the consequences.
And Dennis will then go splat, and you'll, of course, parachute safely, and then when you come down, you'll say, oh my God, he was jumping around, he was like a pig in heat.
And those people on the ground, the last thing they will be, la 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 la.
Like a catcher out of control.
So that's what I'm thinking. I'm going to bet between 12,000 and 8,000 feet.
You just can't stand Dennis's sounds anymore.
You can't tolerate him, and at that point, you will unattach yourself from Dennis. And you will, of course, land safely on the Earth's surface.
Have you ever had a person that you've taken up, that you've wrapped yourself to, quite like Dennis Murphy?
I can't say that I have.
Very good.
It's a unique bonding situation.
Let me ask you, how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
About 5'10" and about 180 pounds.
All right, so you're adding a guy who's much much rounder and much fatter than you. Have you thought about the weight, about the weight distribution, and what kind of chute will you be using?
Hey, they drop tanks, don't they?
All right, they dropped back. A little ballast.
Yes, we've picked our golfing clubs out of which we used for the day, selected the proper canopy, and about another 15 minutes, we're going to start getting Dennis all suited up.
And how long will it take you from the time you jump until the time you get down to the ground?
That'll be about 6 minutes or so.
6 minutes of
Dennis. Leave the airplane.
Well, remember, if anything goes wrong, use Dennis as a cushion.
Absolutely. Nice talking to you, Super Dave.
Dan.
Listen, last question. Any chance you can put Dennis in an Elvis Presley jumpsuit today?
We're working on it.
Okay, beautiful. Can we talk to him again, please? Let me talk to Dennis, please.
Here he comes back.
The Flying Murphys.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Mike.
Dead man walking.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Dead man walking.
Why did you say that?
Dennis, because.
Because you're going to die.
No. Because there's nothing to be worried about. This is going to be a great thrill for you.
Yeah. Dennis, I think by the time you get down on the ground, you're going to love it. You're going to love the experience.
And Mike, have you come to
the hell no.
No.
Not a million
you
years.
You wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it, but no. But I have a fear of flying and heights and all that stuff.
I'm telling you, Dennis, no lie.
I'm giving it the old comic.
Dennis, no one in our listening audience can say that you are not a courageous person.
You've run with the bulls on this show.
That's right.
You've gone and been with a prostitute in Reno. You did the Viagra experiment. You've eaten dog food on this show. This is it's another pleat in your cape, Dennis.
It is the longest sustained period of time that Dennis has been a featured performer on this show.
I've also had the Kennedy on your show.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Dennis, now listen. I beat the odds. I cheated death when I skydived. And I'm a survivor, and I'll tell you, no lie, Dennis, the greatest thing I've ever done. I still love doing it. If my wife wouldn't divorce me, I would do it again. I really would.
So you could do it solo, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
after I was chained to the guy, I liked it so much I wanted to do it by myself.
Yeah, Dennis, I'm just doing tandem and that's it.
Now, Dennis, I have one question for you.
Yes, Michael.
You haven't eaten a big breakfast or a lunch today, have you?
You know what? The instructor said I should have some food, so I just ate a vegetarian pizza.
Forget about it.
I picture about 9,000 feet, that pizza starts coming up, and that's when Super Dan... Super Dave, whatever his name is, that's when he can't stand anymore. He's picking the pieces of vomit off him.
Yeah, nothing like a vegetarian pizza floating all through the cabin.
All right, well, listen, Dennis, you're a superhero on today's episode.
Thank you, Don.
And about an hour from now, we'll be checking in with you over the skies of Northern California.
Yeah.
14,000 feet in the air as he plummets to his death, live on the Don and Mike Show. The life and times, the death of Dennis P. Murphy, today, live on this show.
Can I announce the company that I'm guiding with?
Yeah, sure.
Of course you can.
Sure.
Okay, it's Skydiving, and the phone number, if you want to skydive in Sacramento, is 1-800-SKYDIVE.
Oh, all right. Beautiful, Dennis.
And I'm located at the YOLO. Hold on. I'm located at the YOLO County Airport in Davis, California.
The YOLO County Airport.
So we want all of our fans to get out there, get your video cameras rolling.
And Dennis, will you be having a, if things do work out, will you be having a survivor party tonight?
I'm having a happy hour party at 5. At the
DoubleTree
Hotel.
At the DoubleTree, okay.
And either way, that's where, even if Dennis doesn't make it, that's where we're going to have like a little memorial service for him.
Yeah, you can send flowers.
Okay.
All right.
But the thing is, I'll speak with you in an hour.
Speak with you then, Dennis.
All right, good luck, Dennis.
Dennis?
Well,
hey, Dennis?
Save me.
Dennis?
Yes.
I really like knowing you.
Me too, Don.
Dennis?
Yeah.
God bless you. Dennis, as they say in show business, break a leg, buddy.
Thank a lot, folks. And the thing is, I'll see you all in the afterlife.
Yes, you'll see me. I'm sure I'll see you in hell, Dennis.
You're the first person I want to see, Dennis.
I'm sure that will be my own personal hell. When I go to hell, I'm just sharing a room with Dennis Murphy
for eternity. An 8x10 room with two chairs, you and Dennis.
Hey, God, would you be the pitcher or the catcher?
Oh, God. Hey, well, listen, take some solace. You really made me laugh for your last day on this earth. You really made me laugh, Dennis.
Okay, I'll come with you all in an hour.
Okay, talk to you then.
Oh, God, bye.
Bye-bye, there he is.
Oh.
Breathing his last gasps
of fresh air.
Dan sounds like a competent guy, but wait till that vegetarian pizza comes up in his face.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
You will hear it about an hour from now, live on the air.
Dennis Murphy, skydiving. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
Last night on the show with Kevin James, he caught the feel from Lee Remini.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Really? That part.
He was, apparently they were doing some kind of marriage kind of kiss, and he had his arms, like, around her shoulders, and he dropped his left hand, and, I mean, grabbed a handful.
You should cop a feel on him. I think Kevin James has bigger boobs than Leah Remini does.
Yeah, but hers are better looking, I mean.
Oh, I think he's got better curves.
I don't know, sir. He's got a nice set.
He's a curvy guy. He ended the show last night by saying, I'm going to go get something to eat. And you know he was telling the truth.
He's got nice jugs.
Mm-hmm.
A nice rack.
Yeah, and they're not fake either. It's not like he's got implants.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Yeah, hi. This is Jeff. I'm calling from Lodi. Well, I'm from Sacramento.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met Dennis last night. I hung out with him most of the night at Arthur Grimm's.
Lucky man.
And I'm the guy in the wheelchair. And I think for a while I might have scared the F out of him.
How's that?
I told him I ended up in my wheelchair from a skydiving accident.
How did you really end up in your wheelchair?
Automobile accident.
I
told him I ended up in a skydiving accident. I told him that we jumped out, and I told him I'd skydived several times, and we got to about 1,000 to 500 feet, and the chute wouldn't open, and it finally did, but it was too late. Anyway, I had the guy going all night. But this guy, man, is some party animal. I mean, he has a whole agenda set up from now until Monday.
Sure he does.
Oh, is he going to spend the whole weekend in Northern California?
He's staying here until Monday morning. He's doing this gig today.
Yeah.
Then he's headed up to Tahoe, of course. For the
I forgot. He's doing a ski trip with a bunch of KHTK listeners if he lives tomorrow.
And, you know, if he lives, he will be the hero. He will be the hero all weekend. It might be the greatest weekend of Dennis.
You guys have made him a major effort star. Then he's headed out Saturday to the Arco Arena where the Kings play to make an appearance at the Skydance Lounge.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And then Sunday he has another gig, but it's not confirmed yet. I'm not sure about that one. Going along with him, though.
The Sacramento Tour.
A good relationship going right now, besides he's scaring the crap out of him.
All right. Thank you, Ironsides.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Dennis is getting his posse together.
Mike's getting his posse, all guys in wheelchair.
There you go. Come on, everybody.
Pulling big handicap spots in front of all the local nice spots.
All getting laid.
Hello, John and Mike show.
Hey, about 8 months ago, they had an instructor crash up at the airport. He took a student with him right to ground, splat.
I couldn't understand a thing you're saying.
Boomhauer, you want to rephrase that?
About 8 months ago at that airport in Yolo County, they had an instructor crash up there.
That would be the one bit of cruelty
that we don't need.
That would push Dennis over the edge.
It wasn't Dennis's instructor.
We don't know that, but hello, Don, my show.
Hello.
Hello there.
I just wanted to call and say that I saw Dennis last night.
When does that guy sleep?
He doesn't.
He
gives to his fans.
What bar did he come into last night?
At the Doubletree in our bar.
The Doubletree. You never left the hotel.
No, he didn't. He was great. He sang karaoke. He did really
well. He sang karaoke.
He did. Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, Jesus.
He's an animal.
Oh, God. That was a lot of fun.
Right. I'm really going to miss him when he dies. About an hour from
now. We reassured him that he'll be fine.
Yeah, we were listening to all these people calling to reassure Dennis.
Like the guy in the wheelchair.
And then the guy, Yolo County Airport, instructor went down.
The guy in the wheelchair, though, I don't know, because, you know, there's only one guy in the wheelchair there, and his name's not Jeff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his name's John. And he wasn't in a car accident either.
Okay. Well, that means somebody's trying to dupe Dennis. You know, all of a sudden, you know, he takes the wheelchair out to his car, gets out of it, puts it in the trunk, and drives off.
Dennis goes, you can walk!
Yeah, I can.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm caller 100.
No, you're not.
Okay.
No, you're not. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Bobby.
Dennis does die, they should sell it to, like, America's Funniest Home Videos.
No, we're going to sell it to Fox when good stunts go bad.
Yes, there will be a level of drama in there. I know you were thinking that it would be, someone like a cat grabbing somebody's crotch, but it is actually going to be quite serious.
Yeah, not like the guy with the wiffle ball. You know, when the kid throws a wiffle ball, it hits the dad in the nuts.
Yeah. Have you seen the one that's censored? You know, they're selling that video tape.
I want that tape.
There's a phony one right at the very beginning, and the phony one is when that dog runs over and grabs the lady's brassiere.
Yeah,
you see her when she smiles, when she looks up right at the camera.
But you still get to see her boobs, though.
Yes, you do. That's what counts, but she's it's one of those setup ones where she turns around and she goes, Like right in front of the camera.
Did you see the ad for that one where the guy gets the shock?
I watched that. I never get tired of watching.
Is that the funniest thing ever? This guy like puts his finger in a light socket, and really electricity goes, and you see the guy getting shocked, and what makes
him he's faking getting shocked, and he's going, and he's not really getting shocked, and then the guy next to him, that's why the guy goes, oh, you a-hole.
Yeah, and he puts his finger up there.
Right?
So wait a minute, hold on, which guy really gets shocked? The first guy or the second?
Nobody gets shocked. They're working on a light switch.
Nobody really gets shocked in
that? No.
Then why is that on the funniest videos?
Because the guy calls him an a-hole. And what happens is...
That's why?
Yes, because he's... Don't you see what happens when he's up at the light
I thought
socket.
The first guy really gets shocked, and the second guy is just laughing at him. Open cruelty.
The first guy is laughing. The guy that's getting shocked,
right?
He goes, and the other guy thinks he's really getting shocked when he puts his hands up. He's like, oh, you're getting shocked. And he goes, oh, you were duping me. A-hole, and he pushes the guy. It's a big practical joke.
Oh, boom.
The guy was
I thought he was really getting shocked. I swear to God I did.
A-hole.
That's why I almost bought that tape.
Oh, no.
The guy really put his finger in a light socket and getting shocked.
What the hell were you looking at? I'm not sure on that one. The guy was going, oh, he really thought he was getting shocked.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hi.
Dennis, what are you going to yell when you jump out of the airplane? Good man. Way to go, Dennis.
Dennis, any final words? Dennis?
I think they're going through the check.
Dennis, any final words?
I'll make it. That's the right attitude. And I guess we'll just turn it over to you, Dennis.
Okay.
You're going to have to walk us through it. Ladies and gentlemen, in perhaps his final appearance on the Don and Mike Show, Dennis Murphy. Got your dream, Dennis. You are running the show.
I'm running the show.
The Dennis Murphy Show.
Just tell us what they're doing.
I just take a photographer's five.
All right, you high five the photographer.
Okay.
It's fun, man. You'll love it.
Okay. We're turning on
show front
now.
Here we go. This is it.
30 seconds.
30 seconds coming down now. Okay. Dennis, you're going to love this. You are going to love it.
You're going to do fine, Dennis. You're going to do fine.
The door is open. The door is open.
Can you hold on 1 second? Dennis, can you wait 1 second before you jump?
Hold on 1 second.
There's a girl on the phone who wants to be a bridesmaid for tomorrow's nude wedding. You blow me away.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you want to be a bridesmaid for tomorrow's nude wedding?
Yeah, I'm interested.
Beautiful.
Yeah, fantastic.
What's your name?
It's Tina.
Tina, where are you from?
I live in Fairfax, but I work in Falls Church.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Take your
time. He had 30 seconds to jump. Now, come on, put it back on. Everybody wants to hear it.
Okay.
What?
He jumped on it.
He had jumped. Oh, okay. Come on, you mean? Jump. See, I thought he would wait. See, when I went up.
All right, what are you doing? What are you doing? Dennis.
Hello?
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I
I didn't yell like this when I did it, man.
Dennis? Dennis, is the chute open? Dennis? Yes, Dennis!
We hear
Dennis.
You.
Dennis! Has the chute... Has the
This is great, he said!
Man, after that, it sounded like a...
What? This is the sound of great, I guess.
Unbelievable!
Oh, my God!
He loves it. Laughing too. Hey, Dennis.
Oh, my God. The humanity.
This is unbelievable. Is the chute open?
Sorry, you missed the jump. See, I thought they would hold it until we said we're ready to go.
It sounds like the chute might be open, huh? Oh, God. Dennis? Can you hear us? Dennis, can you hear us? This is quality.
It's great commentary, huh?
Yeah, he's going to go good play-by-play here.
What?
Unbelievable.
I've
never talked the same way again.
Oh, my God!
I understood that. Oh, my God. Dennis, can you hear us yet? It's up there in the air when he's going, oh! Dennis, can you hear us? Has the chute opened?
I'm in the field.
Has the chute opened?
What?
Dennis! I see a lot of farmland.
Oh, my God!
The chute must be open by now.
Oh, I see Sacramento!
See Sacramento.
All
right, now hold on. I got a guy on the phone who says he can see them falling. Hey, girl, can you hold on a second, lady? Okay, hold on.
All
right, now here's the guy who says he can see them falling right now. Hello, is this Britt again?
Hey, you bet it is, Dennis. It's great, man. You're just floating around up there like a big old snowflake.
The chute's open?
Both chutes, yeah. The tiger rag's already down, but the chute's wide open. They're just going around in big lazy circles.
All right, the chute is open. Right. Thank you.
Thanks for that confirmation.
Thanks that we needed a guy on the ground to tell us because Dennis was too busy going, oh. But he's doing a good job now. He sounds like he's calming down.
Moo, moo, coo, coo, how you doing?
Okay. The parachute is steering.
The parachute is what?
Steering.
Steering. The parachute is steering. Very technical.
Yeah, Dynamite, you're about 1,000 feet up.
All right, 1,000 feet up. That must have been one of the engineers talking to us.
Yeah, 1,000 feet up, he's dropping.
And he's doing good? Right. They're doing well?
Right, the landing is fun. From when I did this, the landing is maybe almost as much fun as falling out of the plane. So the landing was very cool.
Terrific play-by-play. I'm scared, he just said. I'm scared.
Lining it up.
Here we go. Yes.
All right.
He's telling them what to do.
Can you help me to my feet up?
No. Put your own feet out,
Dennis.
Just about landed. Great commentary.
I thought I'd be annoyed at him.
All right, let's...
He did it.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's alive. He has landed successfully.
He did it.
He's alive. I know that his scream of joy might have confused some of you, and you might have thought he was seriously
heading to
Dennis. Am I?
right, the rescue team is making its way out to Dennis right now.
We're just about at ground zero. We're just about at ground zero.
Dennis just used the F word. He said it was un-effing believable.
Jump on right now.
No! I can't hear him. Hold on.
Hello.
Dennis?
Hold on.
Can you hear us, Dennis?
Come!
Dennis!
Hello!
Wasn't it great? I love it, he says.
You would think that he might win some fans by doing this, but I'm afraid that might not be the case.
Look, I did it!
You did it! Dennis?
I'm dead!
He's alive!
Way to go, Dennis! Good work, Dennis! Way to go!
Thank you for the life!
Hey, Dennis, you're a hero! You're a hero! Stop screaming!
He's an American hero!
Dennis, you gotta stop saying the F word!
Dennis, get it! Come on now!
Okay.
All right, Dennis, you got to calm down just a little bit. I know we're very proud of you.
Dennis, wasn't that fun? Please don't say the F word.
Oh, it looks fun, Don. It looks exciting. It looks hilarious. It looks amazing. I can see everything.
Dennis,
that's what you call, yeah.
Dennis, you are an American hero.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Dennis.
Oh, my God.
He's alive. I'll be paying off all those debts I made 2 hours ago.
A whole bunch of people buying me.
Modern American hero.
Dennis Murphy.
G.I. Joe for a new generation.
And Dennis, it doesn't sound like there's a scratch on you. You made it without any bumps and bruises.
You know what? I landed on my ass, Mike.
You landed on your butt.
I landed on my ass. I'm unbelievable.
Okay, all right. He loved it.
He did it.
King of the world.
Oh, my God. I have a reporter here. Reporter, come here.
Who's this?
A reporter.
Oh, a reporter.
Who are you from?
What's the Daily Democrat?
Oh, what do you want to ask me?
I want to ask you, what was your first thought when you jumped out of the plane?
Oh, God.
Yes.
I forgot to say you're lying on my...
That's all right, Dennis.
Oh,
all right. That's okay.
Oh, God.
Man, those screams. Dennis,
okay.
Can you imagine what it would sound like if you hurt Dennis? I mean, those were the screams of Dennis having a fantastic time jumping out of the airplane.
Yeah,
Dennis, it sounded like you were being hurt. We really thought you were in agony going down there.
Oh, no! I was excited! You know, it was unbelievable! I've got to see San Francisco! I've got to see Sacramento! I've got to see Davis! I've got to see everything!
You sound very excited.
Oh, I am!
Oh, that's nice.
Dennis, is that the greatest thing you've ever done?
Oh, God, you're right. This was exhilarating, it was exciting, and it was dangerous, but guess what?
What?
You made it.
Okay.
Yeah! What other questions do you have?
Hey, Democrat, will you go up again?
No, I think once is enough. Once is enough. And there's no way in the world I will go solo. I need somebody to attack. And by the way, Don, Give me
Did you soil yourself?
Next done for the Dynamite.
Oh, no, you know what? I did not cut.
Did you?
I didn't poo my pants.
Oh, he didn't poo his pants. Okay. Way to go, Dennis. You're a hero.
Okay. Dennis, who do you want to thank? You should thank the pilot and the guy that jumped with you and all the engineers.
Ben, who are you?
Hey, Dennis. Yeah, I want to remind you, Dennis, you have a microphone. We can hear you. You don't need to scream anymore.
I'm going to say Ben, my instructor. Ben, how about you?
He did great. He did a wonderful job. We talked about that 8,000-foot cutoff level, but we could beat the odds.
Yeah, and it's unbelievable. Okay, anything else you want to know from me, Ben?
No, we'd just like to thank the engineers from KHTK. Did a marvelous job of letting us hear that today.
That was terrific.
I'm not going to thank
I'm a pilot of a plane.
Ray Ferrell.
Yeah, Ray Ferrell flew the plane and we're going to crash.
Well, all right, got it.
Okay.
Modern American hero. Call us tomorrow and let us know what your night was like tonight.
Tahoe tomorrow.
I know you're going to Tahoe tomorrow. Right, don't pull a Sonny Bono tomorrow when you're skiing now.
Guess what? You know what?
What?
I'm going to spend all the time in life having a lot of cool answers.
That's a shocker.
Unbelievable.
All right, unbelievable. Thank you, Dennis.
Great job.
Good job. Yes, Dennis.
Yeah, I'll do a good job for you.
Dennis, you did a great job. I'm very proud of you.
Hey, Buzz, how do you like this?
You're my hero, Dennis. My hero.
Thank you. I got one special question.
Yes, Dennis.
Can I be in your inner circle of friends?
He wants to be in your inner circle of friends.
No. No.
No,
Dennis, I love you, okay? I love you. Dennis, you know we all love you here.
Don, think I did this. Can I just play one football game with you all? Please? Please?
No. No, I'm sorry. Thank you, though, Dennis. Great job.
Mike.
Yes, Dennis.
If you have a poker game, can I come over to your house for a poker game?
Maybe.
Please?
Maybe.
Okay. Yes.
You're telling him there's a chance.
Yeah, I've got to tell him there's a chance. All right.
I guess I'll see you later.
All right. Goodbye, Dennis.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Mike.
See you tomorrow, Dennis.
You said.
Okay, see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye, Dennis.
Bye. There he goes again to the un-effing believable.
Dennis Murphy, modern American hero.
John Glenn of the 90s.
Godspeed, Dennis Murphy.
He will
spend the weekend in Sacramento being a hero, right?
Getting the flowers, taking all the acceptance. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Much as it pains me to say, he deserves it.
Yeah, true. Dennis Murphy, everybody.
All right, I'm starting to get a headache now.
All right, thank you, Dennis.
Terrific play-by-play. when he landed, especially, I didn't know, when it didn't sound like it was successful, because it really sounded like maybe he driven his leg up into his head.
Who knows with all that? That's the only thing he said the whole time.
Wow.
All right, now.
Let's take care of this bridesmaid for tomorrow.
Yes.
The ladies that it all started with.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Lady, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, now you wanted to be a nude bridesmaid for tomorrow's naked wedding?
Yes.
Beautiful. What's your first name?
It's Tina.
Tina, where are you from?
I live in Fairfax, but I work in Falls Church.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I was just told Demi Moore, but blonde with big top hogs.
Oh, you're in. They're in. See you tomorrow for the nude wedding. You're one of our guest bridesmaids.
Great.
Okay, hold on just a second, please.
Thanks.
Fantastic. Two good things. Dennis makes it, and we've got a bridesmaid.
Right, who else on the line? Hello, Don, on my show.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yeah.
I have just two words, quality entertainment. I had to stop everything. I mean, I subtitle for Japanese animation, I edit. I screwed up everything. The script, everything. I had to stop it. This was the greatest moment.
How do you say Dennis Murphy is a hero in Japanese?
Dennis Murphy, Ajima Hirotada.
Yes, all over the world, people are weighing in with Dennis Murphy being a hero.
Dennis Murphy is my hero.
Dennis Murphy, konnichiwa.
Hello.
You guys are unbelievable. Very God. Unbelievable.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Hey, Don. All the years I've been listening, couldn't understand a word Dennis said, but one thing that he said today came right out over the radio.
Oh, I know the F word. He said it like three times, and I hit the delay all three times, and the third time, I don't think it caught it.
Perfectly audible.
Oh, my God. Out of all the things that guy says, that's the one thing that was understandable. Effing unbelievable.
Wonderful. Well, it's a life. It's beating the odds, you know?
Yeah. Hello, Don on my show.
That was un-effing believable.
Okay.
And I would like to say Dennis Murphy, I want to say Dennis Murphy is a hero in Swahili, it being Black History Month. Are you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
Dennis Murphy,
all right, thank you.
I don't think that was authentic language.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-800-636-1067. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, Larry, there's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Don and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you send us an autographed copy of your book that we could pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Okay.
Yeah.
Just give them this message.
Okay.
Okay? Tell them both to pray for stability and prayer.
Ooh.
They're giving God a job,
Lord.
Boy.
Thanks, Larry.
And now, the stars of Greater Tuna.
Hi,
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I'll tell you this about Dennis Murphy, American hero.
Yes.
He likes to party.
Oh, yeah. He loves to party. He's going to be doing it this weekend.
He loves it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, that was absolutely incredible. And I just got to tell you, I think Dennis Murphy has become to skydiving what Louis Armstrong was to space person.
Okay, Rebecca Stamos.
That's pretty funny.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you bastards.
Hey.
Hey, I got to tell you, that was unbelievable. And I was sitting in my car near Dulles Airport.
Yeah.
And there were people around me. We were all laughing until we were crying. And when Dennis landed, the guy next to me yelled, "The Eagle has landed," and people started beeping their horn. It was great. The only thing that would have made it better is when Dennis landed, if they had taken a set of jump pins and nailed them to his chest.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, just like the hazing that goes on in the airport.
Now, listen, at our next Las Vegas-style show, we can't do it tonight, obviously, since Dennis is all the way out in Northern California.
Right.
But at our next Vegas-style show, which I think is like in the first week of March, man,
yep,
we're going to be showing on the big screen the video.
Oh, really? So it was a video camera,
yes,
that they have.
Of Dennis skydiving and of Dennis landing.
Oh, beautiful. That's great. Yeah. Oh, that is great. If you just tuned in, Dennis Murphy skydived. He is on the ground, safe and sound.
He's alive.
He's an American hero.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you formerly fat bastard.
Hey, you son of a bitch.
Dennis Murphy is the best part of the Don and Mike Show.
This is a big Dennis fan, and Dennis, I think, you know, even with all the screaming, I think he may have won over some bigger fans.
Oh, I think that there's still that certain percentage out there.
Don, I hate to say it, but I think it might be time to drop Big Mike and maybe pick Dennis up as a full-time gig.
I think that'd be a terrific idea.
That's all I want is 4.5 hours a day.
Then the only way I get back in favor with the show is to go up in an airplane and skydive.
Oh,
that'll never happen, so it'll be a permanent replacement.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hello.
Hey, hello.
Hey, this is a guy who works at NBC, and someone called like 2 days ago, and I want to apologize for him because they sound like a big dumbass, all right?
Okay, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Not like you, sir.
That's right.
Not all educated like you.
Yeah, educated.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I was wondering if y'all had considered getting a photographer for the wedding. Every wedding's got to have pictures.
Oh, for the nude wedding tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Thank you, but we've already got it covered.
You've already got it covered.
The only thing we need are a couple more naked bridesmaids for tomorrow's nude wedding with Billy and Jennifer and TV's Lou Ferrigno.
Otherwise, we are completely set.
Okay, well, let me ask you another question.
Were you the photographer that you were calling for?
No, I was just going to give you the idea, but you all guys are way ahead of me.
All right.
Imagine.
Miles ahead.
Well, the pictures maybe be posted on our website or something so we can all share in the joy.
That's the real reason he's calling.
www.beachtowel.com. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don.
Bobby.
Even though there was no commentary, you could almost visualize the jump all the way.
Dennis would be very proud to hear you say that, sir.
Well, there was commentary. It was just a constant stream of, oh!
And then, seriously, and I'm serious, when he landed, I had no idea whether it was okay or not, because you hear the boom, and then he's like, whoa!
All right, now here's a guy from Sacramento who saw Dennis land.
Good.
Hello, is this Aaron?
Yes.
Aaron, you actually saw Dennis skydiving?
Yes, it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I was hoping that he'd stand up and check all the extremities.
Oops. He didn't do that, huh?
How was the landing?
I've never done skydiving, so I imagine it was rough. I mean, he went down, he went thud, and got back up.
All right, thank you.
Terrific job. You got a future in broadcasting.
Fantastic job. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don. How are you?
Hello, my friend.
Well, I wanted to find out if you want to take Dennis out for a reward tonight to all the nudie bars in town.
Dennis probably has a pretty full calendar for tonight.
Mm-hmm. I imagine Dennis will be basking in this throughout the entire 3-day weekend he's going to be spending in the greater Sacramento area.
But I would just say...
He's at the Doubletree tonight.
If he's going to be at the Doubletree tonight, I will tell you...
Tonight is the night you want to catch Dennis.
Yeah, hey, listen, if there's anybody out there that could get him laid, tonight would be a fantastic night. Like maybe if you got a sister or something.
Absolutely.
Tonight would be the best night to get him laid.
He's a hero. He's American hero.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You know, Dennis has been on this show for so long. This is the greatest thing he's ever
done. This is his finest hour.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Don and Mike show here.
Hey, I was in Sacramento at the Dennis Murphy jump.
Yeah.
I got some pictures. I was wondering if you guys...
Tommy Flanagan calling in here.
And they're the best pictures of all, and I developed them in my car. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Tommy Chick.
Tony Trek,
hello. Not on my show.
Hey, guys, that was fantastic. You know, I got to tell you, the last time I heard a squeal that amused me and frightened me at the same time like that, I was watching Deliverance.
Come on now, squeal. Squeal real good.
Dennis Murphy.
Yeah, he did the job today. You got to give him his props.
Yeah. Very relieved that when he landed, you know, because it had the sound to me of like his femur being driven into his hip.
Yeah, who knew? If you just turned on your radio, you might think, oh, my God. The chute didn't open. He's plummeting to his death.
And did anybody, I know we are all thinking about the possibilities of, you know, the chute not working and splat and the whole nine yards. Anybody entertain the idea of the fatal heart attack while he was on the way down? You know, when he was doing, yeah, Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he was doing the, you know, that's when I said, oh, my God, the ticker is going to stop.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, my friend.
Hey, Don, when you took your jump, I know it was from 8,000, but about how long did you free fall before the chute opened?
How long did I what?
How long did you free fall?
I don't know. Maybe a minute.
Yeah, because that. I mean, with all the screaming, you couldn't tell exactly when the chute opened and how long he was free falling versus how long he was coming down with the
chute. It was about a minute of falling, and then when the chute opens, you know, you get pulled back up in the air a little bit, and then it was like a 5-minute float down to the ground, which was the best part of it.
I would guess from 14,000, they did a lot of free falling before they opened that chute. I can't wait to see the video.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Baldy.
Next step, tie Christine to Lewis and send them off an airplane.
Okay. All right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Two rounds off my miss, Darren.
What?
I totally inaudible. He has one opportunity, and unfortunately, he blew it.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys. It's Julie.
Yes, Julie. Hello there.
Hi. I just want to say, how dare you guys make me imagine having sex with Dennis over and over. That's all I can think about. I almost crashed off the side of the road.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry to torture you like that.
Yeah.
No, but I think you're right, Julie. I think that's exactly what it would sound like if you were having sex with Dennis.
Yeah, it was really good sex.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I'll be just as happy.
Mike.
Hello, yeah.
Hey, I just want to let you know, for the rest of my life, no matter what happens to me, I will always remember where I was when Dennis Murphy landed.
There you go.
Thanks. And he will. Modern American hero.
Dennis Murphy and the Hero Survivor Party. Tonight at the Doubletree, is that where he's going to be?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Very come good. Get Dennis laid tonight.
Yeah, Dennis deserves like to have a few hundred people go out there tonight.
Get one of our astronauts laid tonight in the Doubletree in Sacramento.
Yeah, Louis Armstrong.
Hello, Don Mike.
Hey, it was totally great, totally awesome, and the award for worst impromptu decision to cut away from coverage of the jump, the big dum-dum, Don Geronimo. Wow.
No, listen, always the P.T. Barnum.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You did catch us all by surprise there.
And, that's my job. Listen, you heard it.
You had a chance.
You heard it.
You heard it.
Hello, not a mic show. Hello. Give me that save, Rob. Seriously, you blew it safe.
We were waiting for the jump, and then he's jumped already.
Mr. Sheriff, I'm really sorry to have awoken you from your slumber, but it's over. Oh, hands are tied now. You shut me down.
I offered you a chance when we could have done something, and you blew it!
I blew it.
You blew it!
All right, one more call about Dennis.
Hello.
Hello. The important thing to remember is he didn't say Geronimo. He didn't say it. Remember, he apologized when we came back to him.
Un-effing believable. He said that like a million times.
I think if you had stuck with it and hadn't gone to that other call, what you would have gotten was just a little bit more of, ah!
Hello. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
You coconut-headed MFers.
Hi.
Listen, I consider myself a heterosexual male, but I suddenly find myself wanting to have sex with Dennis Murphy. Can you please explain that?
The cheese stands alone.
Absolutely.
Well, see you.
There's some cheese in that jumpsuit right now. I guarantee you that.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sports 1140, KHDK.
Want a raise or a better job? Right, who doesn't? Well, here's a great step you can take to get it. Get the most sought-after certification in the IT industry and get it in just 20 days. Ameritrain's 20-day Microsoft-certified MCSE bootcamp designed a precision learning track customized to each individual. Ameritrain offers real-life, hands-on exercises and one-on-one attention from Microsoft-certified professionals. And Ameritrain is flexible enough to work with your schedule, offering training daily, evenings, even Saturdays. You can even train at home online. And Ameritrain classes are never canceled. Ameritrain also offers training in Novell CNE, Oracle, and Unix administration, just to name a few, at a fraction of the cost you might expect. So don't just wish for a raise or a better job. Start working towards it today by calling Ameritrain.
Call Ameritrain at 649-9493 to learn more about our MCSE and other computer training programs. That's 649-9493. Call for a free demonstration today. Ameritrain is proud to be a participating member of ITEX.
Adams, the King of Diamonds, has a special Valentine's collection guaranteed to win her heart.
Give her something snuggable, something huggable.
A 14-carat gold teddy bear pendant with pearl.
Or colorfully enameled accents. Both are irresistible.
They're Adams Jewelers exclusives. Your choice with chain, only $99.
Show her your heart with a quarter-carat diamond heart pendant.
Adams special price, $199.
For a very special Valentine, a very special gift.
A one-half-carat princess-cut diamond solitaire ring. Now at Adams, only $999.
Adams Jewelers has hundreds of gift ideas that will win your Valentine's heart.
And with every purchase, your choice of a Valentine pastry assortment from Capital Bakery at 11th and L.
Or a beautiful wrapped rose, courtesy of Conroy Florist, Madison at College Oaks.
Now at Adams Jewelers, Greenback at Hazel.
And Adams Romans Plaza, Fair Oaks at Monroe, next to Java City.
This Valentine's Day.
Save hundreds, even thousands this year with a low-rate refinance or debt consolidation loan. The friendly staff at Republic Home Loans is here to help. If you're not a homeowner yet, now is the time. Call 1-800-292-9989 and get pre-approved so you can negotiate your purchase with confidence. With decades of local experience, we're committed to excellence. If you have hard-to-prove income, credit blemishes, even bankruptcy, Republic can help. Call today, 1-800-292-9989. That's 1-800-292-9989. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, 916-227-9931.
Now, you can take advantage of a special limited-time offer from U.S. News & World Report. 26 weekly issues for only $15. That's over 80% off the cover price. And that's not all. With your paid subscription, you'll also get four extra issues free, plus a free 35mm Vivitar camera. So call now for U.S. News & World Report. Don't miss out on his celebrated special issues on America's best hospitals, best colleges, hottest jobs, mutual funds, and so much more. Call now for its award-winning investigative reporting and page after page of news you can use every day. Don't wait. Take advantage of this special offer now from U.S. News & World Report, the magazine that delivers news, business, technology, and consumer information all in one package. You'll get 26 issues of news you can use every day, plus the four extra issues and the Vivitar camera, all for just $15. Call now, 800-475-9900. That's 800-475-9900 for U.S. News & World Report.
Sylvia, it's Greta. I got Edna on the line. Let me connect us. Edna?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, ladies, are we ready for lunch? Mm.
Oh, I am. Who's driving?
Let's take my car. It's purring like a kitten. Well, who wants a kitten? Give me something with a little more muscle.
Oh, I'll put my twin turbos up against your little grocery getter any day. Oh, listen to her. She gets a new air scoop and rear stabilizer bar. Suddenly, she's Miss Checkered Flag.
I got two coupon books and a pharmacy discount card that says I can blow your doors off.
You're on.
Landing a get-together. Another reason to get three-way calling from Pacific Bell. With a subscription, you can use it as much as you want. Just dial the first person, click once, dial the second person, click again, and now you're all connected.
The phone is, once again, your friend.
Call 1-800-PACK-BELL now to try a feature. Order star 69 call return, priority ringing, three-way calling, or caller ID for 1 month free with no activation charge. Offer ends March 15th. Some restrictions may apply, pending CPUC approval.
Sylvia, it's Greta. I got Edna on the line. Let me connect us. Edna?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, ladies, are we ready for lunch? Mm.
Oh, I am. Who's driving?
Let's take my car. It's purring like a kitten. Well, who wants a kitten? Give me something with a little more muscle.
Oh, I'll put put my twin turbos up against your little grocery getter any day.
Oh, isn't it her? She gets a new air scoop and rear stabilizer bar. Suddenly she's Miss Checkered Flag.
I got two coupon books and a pharmacy discount card that says I can blow your doors off.
You're on.
Planning a get-together. Another reason to get three-way calling from Pacific Bell. With a subscription, you can use it as much as you want. Just dial the first person, click once, dial the second person, click again, and now you're all connected.
The phone is, once again, your friend.
Call 1-800-PACK-BELL now to try a feature. Order star 69 call return, priority ringing, three-way calling, or caller ID for 1 month free with no activation charge. Offer ends March 15th. Some restrictions may apply, pending CPUC approval.
Hey, Chris Lane from Nextel.
Yikes, tiny people.
We write the small print ads for all the really big cellular companies. We want to work for Nextel.
I'm not sure we have any tiny openings right now.
But we could be very useful. For example, let's say you didn't want people to know you charge for roaming.
But Nextel doesn't charge for roaming.
What?
It's true. No roaming charges.
Okay, forget roaming. Suppose you didn't want to call attention to the fact that your round calls up to the next minute.
We don't do that either.
What?
After the first minute, we stop charging the second you hang up.
What kind of cellular company are you?
The kind that doesn't bother its customers with charges like roaming and rounding. It's why Nextel is the cellular service for business.
Oh, I get it.
Well, good.
You don't want to hire us because we're tiny.
What?
You regret this, Lane?
Yeah, we have a tiny union, you know.
A big one. Yeah, huge.
Mm-hmm.
Really big.
You tell them.
Bigger than us.
Nextel doesn't charge for roaming or rounding. Right now, the Nextel i390 with digital cellular and two-way radio is only $99. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9. Phones by Motorola. Activation fees and rate plan restrictions may apply. Promotional phone prices valid through February 28, 1999.
Trapped in your old car or truck?
Moving over here.
Oh, more than it's worth?
Help, I'm stuck.
Who are you guys? AutoWest Dodge Chrysler Plymouth Jeep, offering you escape from your current loan or lease. Get out of your old car and into a new one during our presidential sales event. Get 0% financing, zero down or zero payments for 6 months. Minivans, Durangos, Cherokees, Ram pickups, Neons, hundreds of used vehicles. Drive 99 Dodge Caravan 22T. $13,995 after 1,000 factory, 500 loyalty, and 400 college rebates. Not one or two like other dealers, but 10 at this price. $13,995. Escape your current loan or lease. Get out of your old car and into a new one today. Presidential savings through Monday. Only at Auto West Dodge, Chrysler, Plymouth, Jeep, and Roseville Auto Mall. With approved credit financing and deferred payments on all new 98 and 99 Chrysler Corp vehicles. Interest approved from date of purchase, plus tax, license, and Dodge. Balance owed on trade and apply to the loan balance.
Sports 1140, KHTK.
Valentine's Day with an entire host of nude bridesmaids and nude best men.
Right.
And special celebrity guest best man.
Yes.
TV's Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno will be here.
Dig it. That's on tomorrow's episode.
TV's incredible.
Oh, and the Las Vegas style show now, just a couple hours away. We hit the stage 9 o'clock tonight. Pedonia Station in Baltimore.
I'm waiting to get a report from anyone up there. I'd like to hear what's going on.
Well, our phones have been jammed with everybody calling about Dennis Murphy.
That's right.
Hello there, Donna Mike Show. Hello. You know what that said on the screen? That was a guy that was in line at
Pedonia
Station. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened to his phone. Hello.
Hi,
Donna Mike Show.
What's going on?
Hey, pick up the speakerphone, please.
Okay.
All right, good job.
Yeah, if he can't perform for his friends, he doesn't want to talk to us.
Hello, Don, on my show.
I'll just hang up and listen.
It's the weird hour.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Of course, the weird hour on this show starts at 3.
Yeah, right.
3 Eastern time.
This is the fourth hour of the weird hour. All right, listen. Oh, your radio's up to about. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, forget that. Let's make a cash call.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Mike going to his wallet. Buzz going to the memory bank. Mike O'Mara has the correct amount. Guy Birdley has the correct amount.
Nicely done with the carving on the card.
Thank you. Cash call time right now. If you know how much is in it, you'll win it.
A couple of our previous calls have not been successful, so now we have a lucky potential winner here.
Check out this handwriting.
Oh, my God.
Check out this handwriting.
Have you seen my baseball?
The entries that we use on the air, computer generated to us to give everybody an equal chance. This is another one of the entries that came to us via snail mail.
If you know the total of the cash call jackpot, that money becomes yours. It's that simple. But you must know the current total. And it changes all the time.
All right. We've got two separate numbers here for Wednesday through Sunday.
And Monday through Tuesday. Today is
Thursday.
It's important to have that call and that number for Wednesday, for Sunday, rather.
Firefighter O'Connor.
Yes, Larry O'Connor, please.
Who's speaking?
Larry, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, calling from the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hello there.
Well, hello, Larry.
I never expected to hear from you guys.
Well, how are you, Larry?
I'm doing just fine.
Kiss my grits and call me Charlie.
Yeah, really.
Larry, love your handwriting.
Really, I bet you do.
Have you seen my baseball?
Why, sure.
And we called to find out, Larry, if you know how much is in the cotton pick and cash call jackpot, because if you know how much is in it, you win it.
Oh, my God. And this is one time I wouldn't listen. I can guess, can I?
You can guess.
Yeah, sure. $426.
No, sorry, Larry.
No.
$334.
$334, Larry. That's how much it was in the total jackpot.
God, I could have used that.
Big loser.
That's what I get for not being at the radio, right?
Mm-hmm. So what are you doing not listening to our show today? You missed Dennis Murphy jumping out of the airplane.
I heard that part, but I'm at work, and I had something I had to go do, so I missed the
other one. That's a shame, Larry.
Well, he did a lot of screaming.
Well, F you and your family, Larry.
Yeah,
we will
say.
We will add 100 bucks.
Wow. $434.
So the next time we make a cash call, it's worth $434.
Do I stay in the action?
Pardon me?
Do I get to stay in on this?
No, listen to this, Larry. That's the sound of your entry being ripped up. You can,
don't do that.
You can enter again if you like, my friend. And everybody else, you want to enter the cash call, here's Dude Walker to tell you how.
If you want to enter the cash call contest, get together your name, the times you listen, your phone numbers, and the station where you catch the show, and fax it to 1-800-636-6410. Or mail it to Cash Call, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Back to you, Don and Mike.
Thank you, dude.
And thank you, Larry. Hey, I appreciate the call anyway, buddy.
See you later, my friend.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
That was Larry, and now we have more money than ever in the Cash Call jackpot.
Next Cash Call, 434 bones.
Jolly, we hope it's you.
That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to go to Buzz in just a second, because we're going to try to operate the show kind of on the on-time schedule today so we can get up to the appearance tonight.
That is correct.
Let me just see if any of these folks calling us are at Pedonia Station right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Darnell Valentine.
Hello, Darnell.
What's happening, Darnell? Okay. That's a new tape. You know, Darnell's been slipping recently.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a good little joke for you.
All right, goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, buddy.
Body.
I have a little...
Body. Body, 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 body,
body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body, body,
Yeah, that was like 3 hours ago on the show. We were discussing Superman having sex.
But that's Sorry. Okay for you because you're trouble anyway.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, D&M.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
This is Dawn, and I'm headed over to Pedonia Station.
Headed over there.
And I just want to tell you, I just spoke with my boyfriend who stopped by there to check out the madness, and apparently it is packed to the gills already.
Yeah.
In major anticipation of what's going on.
I'm not surprised.
But I do have a quick side note for you.
Yes.
I happen to know a little bit about the talking down that you're going to get when you get there this evening.
Oh, you mean from the local authority?
Yes. There's a major community uproar, apparently, in regard to the show, and the police have been called several times, and the vice squad has been called in. And they read that.
You are so full of it.
The vice squad doesn't go to our
show. You are so full of it. And why would the police be called in when we're not up there?
The vice squad has already told them any public nudity tonight and any lewd acts, the people that commit them will be immediately arrested. If not.
Honey, I don't believe that. Okay. I appreciate the fact you're just trying to drum up some interest for our show.
Wait until you get there. Trust me.
Well, you know, the thing is, we've had meetings before. We know what goes on here,
okay.
And we will be going. But as far as when you say the police have been called in,
yes.
You see,
I think they're going to be there in their riot gear.
You know, why would they be called in when we're not even there yet?
Because there was a major community uproar
about
you all being there, and they said that they could not ignore the concerns.
Oh, listen, don't get mad at this girl. She's just trying to stir the soup, boys. I appreciate it.
I'm telling you the truth. Wait till you get there. The fire department's already there and rezoned the place.
Oh, please.
Wait till you get there.
Okay. Cool. All right.
And then you can kiss my you-know-what.
Okay.
Thank Thank you.
Bye-bye. I'm sure it smells good.
Oh, I bet it smells bad.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how you doing?
You know, we've gotten that lecture before about public nudity and stuff.
Yeah, everything's going to be just fine, but as far as they've been called in.
Yeah, the vice president.
Community uproar. Come on.
Tubbs and Crockett are there right now waiting for us. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey.
It seems a lot of us from MVC listen to your show, and I guess I'm about the third person.
Oh, come on, listen. Buy a schedule. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Lieutenant Don Jameson from Petonia Station Vice Squad. Take me off the air, please.
All right.
Just checking in.
Gotcha. Okay, see you later. We promise you a good show tonight at Petonia Station.
Obviously, the place is packed already.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're going to try to restrict us in some way, like they always do when we have these Las Vegas styles.
We are going to have a wonderful time up there tonight.
It'll be a good one, I promise. Guy Birdley, news and comment. What's your lead story tonight, Buzz?
Oh, about this week's sex report. We've been had.
Oh, you mean the one about premature ejaculation
and all that?
Oh, really?
Like a fraud?
There's a catch, yeah. I'll tell you about it. All right, good. Well, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was
professional!
Even the Vice Squad thinks so.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No, son, you don't want to drink beer. That's for daddies and kids with fake IDs.
One, two, three, four.
Come, suckle the comedy piece of the Don and Mike Show.
All right, before we go to news with Buzz, this one, I just had a conversation with our producer, Charlie Boyhill, about our show tonight at the Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
Well, the fire department is there.
Ah.
Because they're concerned about the size of the crowd. And the vice cops are there.
Ah, okay.
They are there. That lady was on the up and up.
We have no problem working with the local authorities.
Right. Apparently, some of the tight asses in the local area have gotten like a little community group together where they're going to be protesting our show tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's always interesting.
And I was just going over the roster of what we do at these shows.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis body surfing. That doesn't break any law.
Right.
Homo Joe Gay Challenge. Breaks no law.
Right.
Smell your wife. Breaks no law.
Mm-hmm.
Monica Cigar Game. Hey, we'll have to go turn her back to the audience. We've done that before.
Very good.
X-rated unairable tapes. Breaks no law.
Right.
Underwear fashion show.
We'll see what happens.
Sure. See what happens tonight. You know, whatever happens, we have to go by what the local authorities say is acceptable.
Of
We've
course.
Been in some places where the, you know, they say, hey, we don't care if everybody up on stage takes all their clothes off.
Yeah, and other places are different. And we work around it, but, you know, nobody's ever had a bad time at one of these shows, and we're going to continue that tradition.
I just did want to put out the word, though, that if you're coming to the show tonight, and if we get up on stage and say that the vice cops are really there, and they say you can only strip down to your underwear, then if you do anything other than that, you do it,
you're on your own.
On your own.
And we're going to tell all the contestants that participate, you know, what the deal is. Everybody's going to know what the deal is. Everybody's going to know what the deal is, and then that's going to be it.
Mm-hmm. And I'd say F that community group also. Really, I mean that. I truly mean that.
That's right.
All those soccer moms out there protesting us.
Oh, dear.
You know, a little controversy is always interesting. Not going to be a controversy, Mike. Tonight, Petonia Station, the show goes on, man.
Yeah, and the reason the fire marshal's out there, it's already packed, so if you're not there now, you might have trouble getting in.
Mm-hmm. Whitey's not going to shut us down. Power to the people. F. Whitey. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
There's something they neglected to tell us this week when that sex report came out. Billed as the most comprehensive survey since the Kinsey Report of 1948, the study said that more than 4 out of 10 women and nearly 1 out of 3 men have some sort of sex problem. Well, the report said the problems range from lack of interest in sex to sexual dysfunction. What the report in the AMA Journal this week didn't say was the study was paid for by the makers of Viagra.
There you go.
Oh, and imagine the egg on the face, like, of all those big TV shows that wasted time with that. I mean, it's nothing for us. We waste time on this show every day.
And the shows that actually put Viagra on, saying, this is when people first became aware that America's a population has this problem. When Viagra sales started going up, it's a practical commercial for that product.
In fact, there was a clear plug in the AMA Journal report this week for Viagra. The journal's editors, however, say it was just an oversight. Ladies and gentlemen, Peter, Paul, and Mary. And every time someone on this show says the V word, they sing this.
buddy. Okay, nice coffee house.
I've got another favorite word that starts with V and ends with A and has six letters. It's not Viagra, though.
Sure.
Ever thought about how similar Viagra and vagina are?
Accidents?
V-I-A-G-R-A. V-I-G-A-N-A.
Accident? I don't think so.
Viagra? Vagina.
Vagina? Viagra. Sounds like you're laughing hosting the Oscars.